Sound Advice with Doug Leonard. It is the second week in June, and Doug, we talked briefly just about the Loop system. We didn't really go into a lot of it last week, but we are going to today. It's just a way to accommodate for those people with hearing loss in public places.
Yeah, and very important technology. You think about accommodations for anybody with any sort of an issue, whether, you know, a physical issue, vision, hearing, whatever. If you are in a public setting, you know, they're going to have a ramp for someone maybe that's in a wheelchair so they can get access to that venue. They might have an automatic door opener to help people get in and out easier. They might have larger print if you're looking at something that's written down, larger print for people that have vision problems. But we don't always think about communication and hearing. Yeah. And so it's great that venues are thinking about that. You know, it makes people more willing to go to those environments and those settings because they're able to participate like everybody else with normal hearing.
Yeah, and you did have a link on your Facebook page. And if folks have not started to follow Sound Advice on Facebook, they might want to do that because you've got some great information there. And one of the links that you had on there was about hearing loss and the Loop system in the airport and how people were able to now, it's hard to hear with a bunch of people talking and moving through an airport, but over the PA system, they're able to loop into that.
Yeah, this was in a small airport in Appleton, Wisconsin. And Wisconsin is has a lot of venues, public places that are looped. It's courtesy or thanks to an audiologist named Juliet Sturkins. She was very instrumental in getting Loop systems installed all throughout the state of Wisconsin.
That's great.
And so, as you referenced, Tiffany, when you're in an airport, I just traveled over Memorial Weekend. You know, you're sitting at the gate. What's coming through the speakers? Is it my gate? Is it a different gate? Mm-hmm. You know, if there's people talking, sometimes it's hard to, you know, what group did they call? There was a delay. Or they changed the gate? Where do I need to go? And so, imagine that with someone with hearing loss, they could really, really struggle. So this airport put in a Loop system, so people with hearing aids with the right equipment, which we'll talk about next week, are able to tap into that microphone system. Locally, we're blessed because there are several churches in the area, in Carroll and Atlantic in that area, that are looped. St. Lawrence put a Loop system in several years ago. So anybody that attends Mass at St. Lawrence can use their hearing aids with telecoils to hear that Loop system. In Atlantic, St. Peter and Paul, Zion Lutheran Church, United Church of Christ are churches down in the Atlantic area. And then Audubon, St. Patrick's put a Loop system in. And then the Exira Christian Church put one in as well. So all those facilities have people that have hearing aids, the right equipment in them, have access to being able to hear the sound system and hear that service.
So is that something that they have to, almost like a Bluetooth that they can connect to, or?
No, with a Loop system, when you walk into that environment, you just turn on a setting in your hearing aid and you automatically hear that through your hearing aid. And it's great. There are a lot of advantages to a Loop system because people can use their own hearing aids when they go into that environment.
That's wonderful. Well, if you want to find out a little bit more about that, if you want to talk to Doug, you can, of course, contact him a couple different ways on Facebook. You got a phone number, of course.
That's true. And they can call us at 792-5933.
You've been listening to Sound Advice with Doug Leonard from Audiological Services of Iowa.